Do we have a question? Michael, yeah.
You
could just go to the microphone again.
Can you hear me? Yeah, now it's working. I look at life so much differently. I look at life as a sport, and we're all here living in a heaven that we allow to become hell because we've allowed people to make rules that are just inoperable. We allow people to create a hierarchy of control of a currency. Currency is what gets us to do something. So to get to my point, I agree with everything everyone's saying here, except you're missing the most important rule. We've created a banking system of a third-party elite that are not American, that control the Federal Reserve, and an act of Congress that empowered these people to run and control our currency, where they create debt on the distribution of currency. And I'm asking, why don't we just deal with nationalizing the Federal Reserve, get rid of the interest that is charged to us at the beginning when they distribute the currency, no different than a monopoly game. And it goes way back. I've written books on this, and it goes way back in history to a priestly order that says we are going to control you by giving you the gift of life. If you take out the Federal Reserve, everything you are doing will all work. It's a sport.
But again, this is what did Franklin Roosevelt do? He was a great experimentalist, because what he did is he created all kinds of legislative acts that were able to secure different aspects of the economy. And people today, they attack any of that kind of action. But Glass-Steagall and the regulation of the system, the Reconstruction Finance Corporation, was such a new institution that could regulate the currency by creating credit. Glass-Steagall regulated the banks. We have the powers, again, to implement. And of course, we need to do this, and we need to do something more than just creating a credit institution. We have to assume control, yes, direct control over regulation of the currency. Article 1, Section 8, coin, money, regulate the value thereof. Every time we've had an institution, we had a Bank of the United States in under the period of John Quincy Adams. That created the greatest, not only a uniform currency, the greatest ability to channel every available surplus of government, because it was always lent out for the population. Every available surplus from the productive sector, because as soon as credit would become available for one productive sector, it was lent out to the people. Yeah, and yeah. It's something, again, though, it's a full use. It's not a bank that's an object. The bank becomes an expression of the economy. And Nicholas Biddle said a good thing once. He said, the banks are just another name for the farms and the industries, because they have no other funds lent out for these purposes. And I would say, we're going to create the banks. Regulating the banks is not going to build us a new economy. The new economy that we're going to build, that's going to create the banks.
Almost. Where I disagree with you respectfully is you need to take back the currency we distribute away from this third-party elite. And if you nationalize that, then everything you're saying is true. But as long as you allow these priests to go running around telling us what to do, the same priest that created every nightmare that we live in right now, it won't work, because it will just fall back to that. And I've read your proposals, and I agree with everything you're saying, but in 1836, when they got rid of the bank, when Nelson lost his thing because of Andrew Jackson, there was no Federal Reserve. They weren't sitting here distributing our currency.
Well, yeah, let me just real sure, quick. The Federal Reserve is a big investment bank. It's a banker's bank. The Federal Reserve is totally antithetical to Hamilton's means. But what we really need is a new big commercial bank of the United States.
I agree.
See, the issue is the Federal Reserve is not a commercial bank. So what we need is, yes, Federal Reserve, the institution is totally antithetical because it creates debt which is not tied to an extinguishment through productivity. And effectively, it was created in 1907 because there was a big crash. And J.P. Morgan told everybody, well, I just bailed out everybody. I bought everybody's debt securities, but I can't do it again.
Yeah, with the steel.
If we can't do it again, we need a new big Federal Reserve. So, yes, I mean, yes, that institution is completely in contradiction of what we need to set up. Yeah.
Thank you.